Today on Brave, a message from Pastor Jeff Schwarzentraub.
So our Christian life is completely sufficient in Christ. When we trust in Him, notice what the Bible says, we have been made complete in Him, in Christ, because of my belief in Him. I have been made complete.
Welcome to Brave, the Bible teaching ministry of Jeff Schwarzentraub, founder and lead pastor of Brave Church in Denver, Colorado. Most people think of religion as a list of rules and restrictions, and when they hear terms like surrendering to Christ or submitting to God, well, that just sounds like even more red tape. But today on Brave, Pastor Jeff reveals why serving Christ actually offers you more freedom than any other path you could take. We're continuing our series in the book of Colossians called Focused. And in case you've missed earlier lessons from this series, you can always catch up at bravemedia.online. But now, let's join Pastor Jeff for the start of today's message titled, Lordship Benefits.
I had the chance of playing on several different sports teams growing up, some exceptionally good, some exceptionally bad, and some mediocre. And as I was preparing my message this week, I thought about my high school football coach a lot, because my high school football team in my junior and senior year went 27-1. We were 14-0 my senior year. We won the state championship. And I go back oftentimes and think about some of the things that my high school football coach taught us. And he was so drilled down, detail-oriented on every little thing. We only ran about 10 different plays, but for our offense and our defense, it was all about execution. And so even as we went through the repetitive motions over and over, I can still hear things in the back of my mind like, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. You're going to play like you practice, so come to practice as if it's the most important thing you're going to do. And he really believed that repetition was the mother of learning. And so by doing things over and over and over and over again so that you would get them, so that you would own them, so you would practice, by the time we got to the games, games were easy compared to what our practices were. Here in God's Word this morning, you're going to hear something that you've heard over and over and over again. And the danger in hearing something in God's Word that you've already heard before is to falsely think, I already know this. Or to falsely think, I already own this. Or to falsely believe, I'm already by faith putting this into practice. When things in God's Word are repeated, they are there as a megaphone to say, make sure you get this. And as Paul is writing to the Colossian church, he is writing to them, letting them understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is paramount to all that he's teaching, and that there are benefits in your life as a believer with Jesus Christ being Lord. And so what we're going to take a look at this morning are benefits of Jesus Christ being the Lord of your life. Called it Lordship Benefits. And if you have a copy of God's Word, I invite you to open up today to Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. I'll read the verses out loud and then we will unpack them together, taking a look at these benefits that we have from the Lord. Notice verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete. And he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has now taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. And here in this short text, we're going to see some repetitive words that the Apostle Paul has been telling us about benefits of Jesus Christ being Lord. I want to highlight four of the benefits of the Lordship of Christ today as we take a look at this text. Now, these are important. Notice verse 8. I mean, I believe that chapter 2 almost could have ended in verse 7, but God saw it by his grace to include the rest of the chapter, to talk about some things that could creep in, because we just finished last week saying that, therefore, as we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, so walk in him, because we've been rooted and now we're established and we're being built up, overflowing with gratitude. And you could say, that's great, let's move on. But he wants to make sure that we understand what he's been talking about. So notice what he says in verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive. See to it. Just because you know the truth doesn't mean that you're walking in the truth. To be taken captive means to be taken away and held as prisoner. That's what it means to be taken captive. Be careful that in your Christian freedom that you have, that you are not taken away captive in your faith. Means this. Means you can be a Christian to the full and live under bondage even though you're a Christian. He says, pay careful attention to this one. See to it that no one, no circumstance, no person, nothing takes you captive so that you can be walking in him. Now notice what he says, what could take you captive? That you're not taken captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Here's benefit number one. Lordship benefit number one is in Christ you have complete sufficiency. In Christ you have complete sufficiency. You have everything you need in Christ, which is why he says, now make sure, because we've already talked about this, make sure that no one deceives you or leads you away. This empty deception is this deceit that we talked about your enemy, the devil, does for you. He lies to you. He deceives you into thinking that there's something that you need other than Christ for what you are looking for. Let me be crystal clear. Whatever you're looking for in your life and whatever you need in your life right now, it's all found in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nowhere else you need to look. There's nowhere else you need to look. It's all in Jesus. Well, I need a job. I need money. I need health. It's all in Jesus. Like everything you need for life and godliness is in him. The deception of the enemy and people he uses is to get you to falsely think that there's something you're looking for outside of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ is everything you need. Now, what does he say? He says, don't be led astray or taken captive through what? Philosophy or empty deception. This word philosophy is made from two Greek words, philia, love, and sophia, wisdom, philosophy. It's the love of wisdom. Now, here when he's talking about wisdom, remember last week we talked about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and we talked about knowledge according to God is knowing what God says is true. Wisdom is the supernatural practice of that truth and learning how to put it into practice. And understanding is once you know the truth, have practiced the truth, and are living in the truth, now you have understanding or awareness how it works. This is different. The philosophy he's talking about here are people that love worldly wisdom. Don't be led astray by worldly wisdom and the traditions of men. Just because your mom and dad said it doesn't make it true. Just because your coach says it doesn't make it true. Just because somebody you respect says it doesn't make it true. Don't be led astray by what other people say that have the allurement of something that's really, really good. You can go to the bookstore. I told you last week. You can go to the self-help section. You can go to the quote section that you would put in your bathroom and you read all these quotes. Oh, that's so good. Read Twitter feeds. All it is quotes. Oh, that's so good. That's so wise. That's so good. So some of them maybe, but if they're not aligned on the word of God, they're not ultimately going to be helpful to you. And why is this so important? Because what God is doing a supernatural work in every area of our life. So we need supernatural answers for what we're going to need. So take marriage, for instance. Marriage is a supernatural entity designed by God for his glory. When you read through Ephesians 5, it's not just a marriage self-help section. It is how the marriage of two individuals come together as one, and how that oneness is all intended to glorify God and be a picture of the gospel. That marriage is instituted by God as a husband and wife, and when they've come together and they've said vows, they're not two individuals that live together, that live under the same roof, that share finances and a bank account and bills and kids. They are now one. And in the oneness, the man is head of the wife. And in the oneness, the wife submits to her husband and everything. Why? So that they demonstrate what the gospel of Jesus Christ looks like. So if you're going to get answers about your marriage, you better get answers from the Lord Jesus Christ directly from his word, because it's supernatural. Here's the problem. We think, well, you know, I'm saved, so Jesus was good for my salvation, but now I got problems in my marriage. I need to go see a counselor. And I would tell you this. If the counselor is going to go to the Word of God and give you supernatural answers from the Word of God for your marriage, that can be a really good thing. If the counselor that you go to is going to give you worldly answers, what they think is good, it will count for nothing. We went to a counselor. He said we had communication issues. Duh. You're a man, she's a woman. You already have communication issues, right? We see the world different. Well, duh, you had different life experiences. We have irreconcilable differences. Duh, you had that before you got married. See, the gospel is not about how you feel. The gospel is about what God said he instituted it for, which means he's got answers of taking two sinners that are totally for themselves, bringing them together under his umbrella of grace, and doing it in a way that demonstrates that Jesus Christ is Lord. You can't get those answers outside of God's word. And it's true for anything. It's true for finances. It's true for health. It's true for interpersonal relationships. It's true for forgiveness. Don't go outside of Jesus. In him, you have everything you need. The lie of the enemy is to say, Jesus is not enough. Jesus was enough to get you saved, maybe, but there's other things out here you need to learn to really grow in your faith. Wrong every single time. In him and him alone, you have every single thing that you need. Amen? And that's good news. Because when we're out there thinking that there's something out there that we don't have, and where am I going to find it? It's very different than knowing I have everything at my disposal. Now, why is it important? He tells us, notice verse 9, if you believe God's word, you have to believe this. It says this, for in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. When you see who Jesus is revealed as in the scriptures, and when we see the fullness of who he is someday in glory, you will know that in him all the deity of God dwells. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ. When we see Jesus Christ, we see God in flesh. He is 100% God, which means he's always been and always will be. And he's 100% human. He's both. He's God in flesh. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. When we study Jesus, we're not just studying a historic character. We're not just studying some spirit out floating around. We are studying the God of the universe made manifest in flesh. And in Christ, when we see Jesus Christ, we see the fullness of all that God is. Jesus wasn't less than God. He is God. He was God. He will always be God. Amen? And in him, we have that, which is why verse 10 is so important. And in him, you have been made complete. Whoa. You've been made complete in him. Because Jesus Christ is fully God, when you trusted Christ, you are in him. You'll see these words all over the place. Not just in the book of Colossians, but everywhere. Notice in verse 7, we've been built up in him. Verse 9, for in him all the fullness dwells. Verse 10, and in him you have been made. Verse 11, and in him. What is this whole in him concept? Picture a woman pregnant with a child inside of her. Child's in utero. How dependent is the child upon mom? 100%. the umbilical cord takes everything of mom and gives it to the baby in utero, right? Baby is in mom. As a believer, here's the truth. You're in Christ. Everything you need comes from him. You've been given everything you need for life and godliness in him. And Jesus goes so far as to say, apart from me, you can do nothing because you're not connected. So our Christian life is completely sufficient in Christ. When we trust in him, notice what the Bible says. We have been made complete. I mean, did you hear that this morning? I feel like we need to go over it because there was not enough cheering when I read it. It says, and in him you have been made complete. I think for many of us, we think one day I'll be complete. One day I'll be made complete. I mean, I look in the mirror and I see my behaviors and I see the sin that still hangs on to me and I say, I'm not complete yet. One day I'll be complete. No, in him, in Christ, because of my belief in him, I have been made complete. I am already whole. I am already perfected in him. Now notice Paul's ministry in Colossians 1:28, if you go back up. He said he wanted to present every man, what? Complete in Christ. That was his ministry. Right? He was laboring and striving to see every man complete in Christ. What's God tell us here? Everyone who has put their faith and trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ has been what? Made complete. Now, what does that mean? It means I start living out of a place of wholeness rather than out of a place of brokenness. When I live out of a place of brokenness and I feel as if, and I falsely think I'm not there yet, the blood of Jesus forgave me, but I still got to work really, really hard. It's very different than I know. Not only did the blood of Jesus Christ forgive me, but gave me life in his name, and in Christ, I am already complete in him. I'm living from wholeness. See, the enemy wants to lie to you and tell you that you do not have what you need. So he'll lie to you and tell you that you're broken, you're no good, you're a loser, you're lousy. He'll even call you by your sin names, like you're anorexic, you're a drunk, you're a drug user, you're a sinner, you're all these things, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. Jesus doesn't talk to his saints that way. You're a saint, you're a holy person. You identify with Christ. It's who you are. You already have been made whole. Why? Because Jesus Christ is perfect and you are in him. So when the Father looks with his divine S-O-N sunglasses, he sees you as already having been made complete. You don't see it. You don't feel it, but it's true. And when you own it, you live your life differently. Amen? Now, here's why this is so important. Because if this sets you free, what does the devil want to do? He wants to keep you in bondage. John 10:10 tells us the devil only comes for three reasons, right? To steal, to kill, and destroy. Well, what's he stealing? He can't steal your salvation. The Bible makes it crystal clear that for those who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are his, and no one can snatch you out of his hand. The devil can't steal your salvation. What can he steal? He can steal your joy. He can rob your identity. He can get you to believe that you're something that you're not. And so he lies. And he gets you to live then in bondage rather than in the freedom that you've been given in Christ. He wants to kill you. Just know this. He hates all people, specifically targets Christians. He would love for you to be dead. Do I need to pray for Satan? No. Don't pray for him. Don't even talk to him, right? Focus on Jesus and the complete sufficiency you have in him. Steal, kill, and then what else does he want to do with your life? Destroy it. He hates you. He hates your family. He hates your relationships. He hates your relationship with Jesus. He wants to destroy it all. This is why when you understand that Jesus is completely sufficient, scriptures will leap off the page like this, like Galatians 5:1. You can write these verses down. I'm going to read them too fast. This is just some verses. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ Jesus has set us free. Therefore, no longer submit to a yoke of slavery. Well, what's a yoke of slavery? A yoke of slavery is if you've been declared free, but you live as though you're a slave to your sin, even though you are free, you're not living as though you're free. You're still in bondage. And it's for freedom that Jesus set you free, so live free, right? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says that's why we need to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Why? Because the enemy will lie to you all the time. I don't care whether you've been a Christian for 3 minutes or whether you're thinking about giving your life to Christ and letting him be the Lord or whether you've been a Christian for 30 years. Here's the lie. If Jesus is the Lord of your life in the fullest measure, you're going to miss out on blank. You're going to lose blank. Your life's going to be less than because of blank. In other words, the lie in your life at all times is don't go all in with Jesus. If you go all in with Jesus, you're going to be in a missionary in a hut in Africa and you'll be totally miserable. So go in a little bit, don't go all the way in. It's a lie. Whatever he tells you when you want to go all in with Jesus and you feel like you can't, it's always a lie. I'll meet guys that are my age that have felt called to be a pastor for 20-some years. And they'll say things to me like this. Well, you know, when I retire, then I'm going to be a pastor. And my answer is always, no, you won't. If God's calling you to be a pastor and you've been disobedient this long, why are you going to be any less disobedient 20 years from now? Go do it. What would keep you from doing it? Whatever answer they tell me, that's the lie. Well, God couldn't provide for my family anymore. God couldn't do this. I don't know. I'm too old to go to school. Lie, lie, lie. Whatever God calls you to be in Christ, you have everything you will ever need to live those things out. Okay, so then this begs this question, because every single one of you is saying, okay, I agree with you, Pastor Jeff, that's awesome. Jesus is completely sufficient for our life in him. Here's my question. Is he for you personally? Is there any area in your life that you look outside of the person and work of Jesus for your growth in him? Better question is, where is the area in your life that you're tempted to look outside of Jesus Christ for your continued growth in him? And wherever it is, just repent of that. And just say, Jesus, I've been looking over here in addition to you. It's Jesus Christ and him alone. John 8 says in John 8:31, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the spirit of the Lord is in that truth, there's freedom. Now, why is this so important? Because the devil knows the back half of the verse of John 10:10. He came to steal, kill, and destroy, but why did Jesus come? So that you would have life and have it more abundantly, or you'd have life and you'd have it to the full. The devil knows that for every single person out there, when a non-believer gives their life to Christ and when a believer continues to walk in the full lordship of Christ, in that there is such joy and freedom and hope and expectation that he doesn't want us to live like that. So for the non-believer, he blinds them to the truth of the lordship. And for the believer, he lies to keep you from enjoying what is already rightfully yours.
Spiritual sabotage is a very real threat. But by clinging to the truth of God's word and reminding ourselves daily of our true identity in Christ, we can experience the fullness of God's blessings. You're listening to Brave, the Bible teaching ministry of Jeff Swarzentraub, and the beginning of a message titled Lordship Benefits. Today, we're going deeper into our study on the book of Colossians called Focused. So if you need to head back and catch up on earlier messages, you can do that at bravemedia.online. And before we close, just want to remind you to download the Brave Church app to your smartphone or mobile device. With the app, you'll have on-the-go access to all of Pastor Jeff's teachings and sermon notes, as well as new opportunities to develop your faith and grow your community. Consider joining a small group for Bible study, sharing prayer requests with a team of believers, and signing up for ministry opportunities all right from your phone. Just head to the App Store, search for Brave Church Denver, and download the free Brave Church app today. And for anyone listening within the Denver area, just want to invite you to come visit us this weekend at Brave Church. Make plans to join us for worship and a new message from Pastor Jeff at either of our two campuses in Englewood and Westminster. We'd love to show you around and get you better connected with our growing church community. If you live too far away for a weekend visit, join us right from your couch or kitchen table through our live stream. Visit our website, bravemedia.online, scroll down, and click the Brave Church link at the bottom for details and directions. And if you have any questions or an encouraging comment, maybe a story of how this ministry has impacted you, to share with Pastor Jeff, send us an email, hello@bravechurch.co. Rather throw a letter in the mail. Our address is Brave Church, 3651 South Colorado Boulevard, Englewood, Colorado, 80113. That wraps up today's program. I'm Bill Carl, and we'll see you tomorrow for the second part of today's message, Lordship Benefits. That's tomorrow, right here on Brave with Jeff Swarzentraw. Today's program was produced and furnished by Brave Church in Denver, Colorado.